I'm here with Coach Amy Felker. And Coach, you made the decision to submit your resignation and close out your tenure as a head coach for the Lady Beavers over the last four seasons. And first and foremost, thanks again for the time. And what kind of led into maybe deciding this is the time to step down?
You know, there's a lot of factors, and it's been, you know, I always reevaluate my coaching every spring, and I just knew that my kids are getting older and I want to be able to spend a lot of time with them. And I'd probably say right in the forefront is my son, Reed, who's a freshman this year. I got to watch him 2.5 games the whole year. And my mom, heart was like, that's not right. I'm losing valuable time for him. And so I want to be able to be present for him, you know, and then Erica going to college, I want to be able to go and watch her play ball. And, you know, a lot of it had to do with just family and what was best for them. But, you know, there's always other factors. But, you know, 100% definitely family.
You came in and it kind of when it was an unusual time in the world, April of 2020, when you took the head coaching job for Scott City and took that over and worked on some things summer and fall that first year, a 6-win season. And go back to kind of that first year. What was that like? You kind of knew the kids a little bit, having some of them in class the first couple of years.
You know, I had a lot of them my first year teaching over here. So at least I knew who they were, and I'd watched all their games. And so I knew what they could do on the court and that kind of stuff. However, it was the strangest season in my whole career, not having fans, having to wear masks, you know, all these crazy things were going on. So it just never felt 100% like a real basketball season. But, you know, the girls worked hard. I love those girls so much. They came in, they accepted me right from the start, and we just formed some bonds. Even though our conference was so strong those first couple years with those juniors and seniors that year, they worked hard, and they were a good team. We just had great teams around us.
And no question there. And then you kind of, this past season, really, you saw really a lot of things go really well and finish at 11-11, and you end up losing to the state runners-up, who had the five-time champion, Bishop Mage, on their backs against the wall. But, you know, considering this season, how it turned, I mean, couldn't ask for anything more from your players.
I couldn't. This was probably my most well-rounded team in Scott City. You know, we had four girls that scored within 1.5 from each other. Everybody contributed every single night. You never knew which girl was going to score. People were passing the ball. People were rebounding. You know, we set a lot of goals, and we reached those goals, you know. So a bunch of these girls didn't really care who got the baskets. You know, one night it was Kendall. One night it was Erica. One night it's Megan. One night it's Avery. You know, Cheyenne had some good games. Krissa had some really great games. You know, everybody contributed. And that's what I really liked about these girls, is that they did it together. You know, we wouldn't have been near as good if we weren't together as one, because we weren't like some of those other teams that had that go-to girl. We had to depend on the entire team.
As you kind of take a look and reflect on your 4 years, what are some of your favorite memories coaching in Scott City?
Oh my gosh, everything. I just like, you know, the new gym and the atmosphere there. Some of our, when we were, my first couple of years, you know, the regional or sub-state tournaments, you know, playing it and winning some of those games. Probably this year was the Bueller game. You know, we really wanted to make it to the championship game of sub-state, and, you know, we did that. I don't know. There's just so many things that I like, but most importantly, the relationships that I have with these girls, even the ones that have already graduated, you know, still seeing what they're doing and that kind of stuff. You know, my coaches that I've had throughout these 4 years have all helped me so much, and they have changed and that kind of stuff. And this year, you know, it's always so exciting when you have a player that comes back and coaches with you. It just makes it so nice. And it was great to have Amber there as a player and as a coach, and just see the things that, you know, I taught her some of those things as a player, and then she comes back and she's teaching the girls on the court this year. So it was just so great. And then, you know, Justin stepped in new with me and learned my system and learned what we wanted, and we had some great talks about the game. And, you know, my coaching staff, you know, Aaron and Hunter and everybody that I've had for these 4 years, I always greatly appreciate them. I appreciate the players that, you know, just give me a chance and listen, you know, but it's just been a fun four years.
Well, I know you're stepping down now and get to focus on family, watch all your kids play here throughout this fall, winter, and spring season. If that opportunity comes around, would you consider coming back to being a head coach down the road?
I don't know. I'm getting up there in the age, and I've coached almost 25 years, and it's been a fun ride, and I love it. And, you know, I laid out 1 year before I started coaching over here, and I coached a little sixth grade basketball team, and I thought I was done coaching that time. And when I coached those sixth graders, I just knew that, you know, that was in me and I had to do it. So, you know, if something happens and I do put the whistle back on, then I will. But, you know, there are so many special memories that I've had, you know, even in Dighton and all the places that I've coached before and the players that I've coached, you know, I've had a little bit of everything. I've coached in so many classifications, you know, state tournaments, championships, you know, it's just, I feel like I've put in a good run, and, you know, if this was the last year, then I'm going to be happy.
All right. Well, thank you again for everything, Coach. It's been great working with you here, and I guess we'll see you around at all the events.
Oh, I definitely come say hi, and thank you for everything you do to support me and my team.